Bring all your friends, come on. We're open tonight, come on, come on. We're open in all our doors, we're clearing back up.
All right, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good night. It's the Fakeologist Show. It is Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2026. And today we have IPS, a joint session with IPS.Monster, and Tim Osmond is his other moniker, and he has a website, and we've moved him to Tuesdays. Tim Osmond, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and thanks for being accommodating. My school schedule overtook Mondays,
yeah,
but I'm still good for Tuesdays.
Once a week? Well, as long as it's once a week, we can get an update. That's always exciting. Yeah, I'm very flexible. I don't have to even do this at any time. And sometimes there is a bit of a burnout factor for me anyway. So,
well, what's nice is these are hour-long, concise, and I tend to have a list of, like, relevant things. Like, right now, the biggest thing is back in October, I said, we need to recreate the experiment of a squib, like, demonstrate a squib in slow motion so people can say, hey, that does look like what we saw with Kirk.
Yeah.
Well, some guy on X has done this.
Okay.
And I shared it on my X multiple times. He posted a video of it last night. He recreated the shirt flaring up, the necklace shooting up and everything. And from last time I checked, again, it started at 6 p.m. yesterday. He had crossed 10 million hits.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. And as I said before, if we just go through X, that'll make a whole show. There's so much stuff on your X, so we can do that. That's a great way of doing things.
That's him right there.
Okay. Wow, this is great. Let's watch this. 10 million views. Unbelievable.
Since last night, yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's watch. This is good. There's the wire. Wild sound effect.
Yeah. Well, slow-mo.
Oh, is it on repeat? No, it's not a repeat. Oh, we already saw it. Wow.
So now, his name is Jordan Henshaw. So this is a great demonstration. And if you look at the traction, what this is doing is it's bringing people out of the woodwork who know it's a squib. So I'm thinking there's a huge demand for answers here. So what I've been doing is I've been planning on this for some time. So I've been reaching out to special effects individuals, and I'm just like looking for anybody involved in that. And I'm just going to get a professional opinion, but I want to recreate this for myself, like locally. And I think I have enough contacts to make something happen probably in the middle of this month, where I want to do the whole thing, but with blood, with theatrical blood.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are an artist, so it would be artistic license that allows you to do it.
I've done squibs before. My first, when I was in school, the last time I was a film studies major, and I used my airbrush equipment, the air compressor and theatrical blood and a little fake skin. And I worked with squibs a couple of times, so I know the process, but I want to get a professional to do it and then get their honest opinion. What's more likely, a 3006 or special effects? And I think an objective opinion from somebody who works in the field would say, yeah, Charlie Kirk was squibbed.
Which means he's still around watching from the sidelines, probably having a great laugh.
Well, I have an upcoming ebook that I want to release, and I thought, what better way to promote it than a video where I demonstrate my theory? And the video is called Charlie Kirk is Not Dead, Squibs and the Art of Psywar.
Let's see the traction this got. Let's see what the comments are. Oh, Psygirl commented. And she reposted your Scooby-Doo Justice. This is something you advocated or invented. Mass media blasts out narrative. All facts in the case are known immediately by the audience. Who needs a real investigation? Case closed. Why bother with a real investigation, indictment, or trial? Why bother with due process at all? Psyop is complete. Way to go, Psygirl.
Yeah, that's a major hoax indicator when it doesn't go through the usual process. In fact, there's no due process. It's just the case is open and closed in one short episode.
Reality Witness donated $4.99 to the IPS Raft.
He says, Squibs Lives Matter.
That's awesome. Contrast ratio says, I can see what video, that video bringing more people to Fakeology. That's good.
Exactly. Because what I'm pointing out here is that out of those 10 million, a certain percentage agree with him. And I plan to use one of my AI agents to reach every person who agrees. I don't care about the people who are defending it, but I want to reach those who agree and then directly send them to the video that I'll be producing, where I'm not only going to show the squib effect, but I'm going to explain the context in which this fakery makes sense.
Truth be told, in the on the X comment of this post says, it's a squib and it was staged by Mormons. What is it about people that they have to blame a religious group or a group? Why does it always have to be the Jews, the Muslims, the Catholics, the Masons?
Yeah, I noticed that. Like right now, Epstein is really hot again, but now it's a leftist thing attacking the right wing. And instead of being controlled by the Mossad, now he's being controlled by the KGB.
Yeah.
They love their scapegoats.
Yeah. It can't just be the people in charge or the military industrial complex and all those people that's not a religion. That's just a business.
That's why I've introduced terminology, because these are places where people just don't have answers. So they reach for the closest one. But I just say the PSYOP entertainment complex, it's bigger than party politics.
Freedom Free America says E for effort. You put some hours in on this one. So they got a Charlie Kirk gift. So this is great. Wow.
Yeah. So what he's describing here is the CO2 device. And that would also explain why others have noticed that he slightly braces before it goes off. And that's because through practice, he would have been well aware that the deployment of this device does create a bit of a blast, and he couldn't help himself but flinch as it went off.
Here's the criticism. Hasty generalization fallacy. You can't even get the shirt composition correct. 100% cotton jersey knit. You have yet to explain what neck mechanism was used. You're using multiple camera angles to reproduce a single detail, but you have yet to nail a single detail with the correct speed or physics. You still haven't snapped the necklace and sent it flying over your head. You still haven't moved the microphone clasp. You still haven't reproduced the neck wound. You make it sound so easy, but you can't seem to reproduce a single aspect of the event correctly. Basically, a honey dick post. I've never heard of that one.
That's a cope. That guy's coping, because this guy's not done yet. And so what I'm saying here is that this shows there's an audience and an interest, a huge interest in this. And so when I show it with the prosthetics attached, that explains how it's done, the tube beneath the prosthetic neck, and then the blasting of the blood in a very unnatural way, but no one has a basis for comparison, but it's very consistent with what you see with the squib. So this is why I think this is a great time to repeat something like this, but add the other dimension.
How do people even get into these details? So someone goes and finds the Charlie Kirk signature white shirt product detail, crafted from 100% premium cotton?
That's called grasping at straws. They want to ignore that the guy has established the premise.
Yes.
That there could be another explanation, and so they're just nitpicking.
You realize that's the grifter edition, right? They did not sell these prior to 9/10. Yeah, 9/10 is the holy day, isn't it?
See, what they're doing, though, when they're bargaining with reality, they're these people who are saying this guy doesn't have a point. Because if they entertain the notion that it didn't happen, then they've been overreacting for 4 months and they've been wrong for 4 months. And then it leads to these other uncomfortable questions like, wait, if he's not dead, then who's in on it? How big is the deception? And I think the deception is so big that subconsciously a lot of people fear the truth.
This guy says, how do you explain his neck hung when they carried him away or all the little pieces of plastic? You're so focused on reproducing the event that you're neglecting other facts. And Jordan replied, I haven't seen such photo. This person says, you need to just stop. Seriously, anyone that thinks he's not dead has mental health issues. Why would he put his parents and children through this rubbish idea? Not to mention that What does he have to gain by acting dead? You need to disconnect yourself from the internet for a year. And Jordan says, possibly because he may have gone to prison, but maybe not. Not sure that was the best
report. Better answer would be, if this was fake, then his family's probably fake. And even if they had real kids, Erica's 100% in on it, as would his parents be, because this is something that needs explanation. This guy didn't, they didn't just plan this a month before. This would have been planned 15 years before it happened. This would have been planned, I think, longer, 20 years before. But the point of it is, this was not unanticipated by those people in the inner circle. It's not like Charlie faked his death. No, the PSYOP entertainment complex, which the public doesn't know exists, faked his death.
This person's arguing you didn't give the details. And Jordan says those details are all over my ex and YouTube. Okay, that's good.
I hit him up for an interview last week before his channel blew up. He's probably too big now.
Oh.
But that's fine. I mean, whether or not he responds, I'm going to continue to promote this because this is exactly what I was calling for last October. I said, we need to do our own squibs.
That's awesome. So have we heard of Jordan before?
No, he showed up doing little experiments here and there, and I started following his work. And he's been getting closer and closer. I don't know if he's going to go so far as to add a squib. The reason why I think I can do it is that there's a lot of local talent who can do special effects. There's horror movie makers here. I'll find someone. And in fact, what I'm doing right now is I'm doing a little fundraising for that. I'll be able to pay for it myself regardless by the middle of this month. But if anybody does support IPS, it's going to go to a squib experiment, which I'm going to also use to not just demonstrate the plausibility, but explain the concept of staged events.
He's doing a live now.
Involved right now. For this to just be a non-political civilian. And I say non-political because he's never held political office. So that's really weird. It's really weird that his body was shipped out on Air Force Two. It's really weird that the president of the United States declared him dead. Really weird how close his wife is to all these people in power. And Fed is written all over it. So I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it has something to do with the feds.
Interesting. And that's where it was, and that's where my suspicions were kind of leaning. So I'm glad that you were able to answer that. I really appreciate this. This also begs the question to the Times. Now, why would someone like Charlie Kirk just be popping up? I mean, like now, like why couldn't we have a Charlie Kirk back in 2001 or 2015 for that matter, before COVID? Like why now? Do you have any like idea?
First, before I forget, I want to go back to something about the guy leading his security crew. I want to put that.
Okay, I left that, but that, well, that sounds like a good podcast. That might be a better podcast than mine.
Now, this guy probably doesn't know about media fakery in general. I doubt he's connected to anything else. He probably doesn't really have the big picture. I don't think that he's someone who's going to say, oh, this is because history's manufactured and everything is fake. I don't think that he's going there. So this is just, I think this is a useful example to describe, just to show how many people are willing to look into this. And I think that this should be the standard, though. I mean, that's why I said in October, I was like, we need to get together a special effects crew and recreate it just to get the conversation going, because most people don't even know what squibs are. Well, squibs have been mainstreamed.
I'm just reading our comments here. Lots of comments here already. Cy Girls in the house. This is going to be another JFK, says Till. Okay, well, it'll keep us talking. And let's see what else we got in here. I don't know if you can see the chat tonight. Let's see. If Charlie was squibbed, I'm sure he would have revealed in Candace's dream. Okay. Yeah, why not? Okay. Suzette says, what song did I play at the beginning? It's called We're Open Tonight from 1979. I'm living in the past, in case you didn't know, for a while. So that's Wings.
Before music became AI?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite bands. Yeah, I'm out. I've checked out of music of 2026. I'm stuck in the 70s and 80s, and that's probably where I'll just stay. I'm not coming to the present.
Well, I can't say I blame you. And I think there's going to be a point where the majority of it's going to be AI created stuff, or maybe started with AI and then somebody works on top of it. So our future is cyborg. I've kind of accepted it.
Okay, I'm just looking through Jordan's feed here. He has definitely been working on this for a couple days. He's got the tests, and yeah, I guess you've already seen all this.
Okay, so he's debating in spaces.
Hmm.
Interesting.
And you can't...
This is good.
There's no chat, I don't think, on spaces, is there?
You can get in there and raise your hand. Like, I've always hated spaces because it really just feels like you don't really have a voice unless you're directly connected to the speaker.
Yeah, it's hard to download their audios too. I've had a hard time trying to...
I was blocked from spaces on my Infinite Plane Society account for years, and all my other accounts were able to access it. I was deliberately blocked, and I hated that. So I kind of gave up on it, and I never attempted to make a thing out of it. I might look into it again now, but...
So he's been debating the Charlie Kirk case for a long time. He's creating audio once or twice a week, or maybe more than once or twice a week. He's been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're gonna confront here is that most people are incredulous. Mm-hmm. They just find it hard to believe, so they say, I don't believe it. And incredulity is very easy to deal with. You just come in as a skeptic. You bring facts. And you're like, you have a feeling it is hard to believe, but here's the facts. And I think that's what these demonstrations are good for.
Counting or not counting gang violence. Great.
Sorry, Scott. A fake blood recipe, mainly water, fully saturated with table salt, with just a little bit of caro oil stuff. Much, much runnier than previous attempts. It also beads up much more. This seems to be getting much closer to what we see on Charlie Kirk. Still need to get the dang pendant gun to actually fire the pendant using the flat hose. Going to try to find a thicker, stronger flat hose. Keat shrink tube. So he's really working at this, isn't he?
Yeah. And I think he's gonna nail it at some point. But my plan is by the second weekend of February, I'm going to have a local cinematographer I've worked with before. I'm going to find somebody with experience in squib tech. And we are going to recreate this and film it in slow motion.
Look, he's even got a theory table. This guy's very logical. Isn't that interesting? So his leading contender is a CO2 pendant gun. It has the crack thump, shirt yanks up, back of shirt puffs, maybe, posturing, yes, FBI cover up, yes, necklace up back, yes, necklace breaks in front, maybe, items in wound, yes. It's amazing. This guy's really, really working at it. It's amazing stuff.
Right. I think this is a good development. So I'm going to follow this. I shared it on my account. So if people follow me on Twitter, it's IPS Think Tank, and I'm keeping up with the Jordan Henshaw HQ account. Unbelievable, right? 10 million hits in less than 24 hours.
That's crazy.
That's some serious momentum. And all he's doing is showing a clip of how it could have been faked. And he's not even explaining it, which is irritating some people, but I don't think he needs to.
It's just amazing. Well done. Well played. Wow, that's a great find. That's a great find by the IPS on X. As I said, I should just stay on X all day. That's where all the good stuff is, it seems.
Yeah, it's a mess, but I have a way of going through it without wasting too much time with spam and junk, because it can be a mess. But if you cultivate a good feed, it's a great tool.
Okay, here's a penguin. I guess you did that. You had Grok do this. No, Walter's gallery did this. Please increase the penguin on the photo. So someone else is putting penguins in in this? This is, what's the meaning of this?
I have no idea. Just know that people have been glomming onto the Penguin since last week. Embrace the Penguin was the White House message.
Let's see here.
Now, Nasrallah says they fake space, they faked a pandemic, faking the death of a right-wing influencer is child's play, kind of pointless to focus on it. I disagree 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
It's not pointless to focus on it. This is the greatest example of a staged event that we can point to, probably since 9/11, where we all have an agreed upon set of observations and facts and points of view. And we have a textbook example of predictive programming, concurrent programming. We have essentially the template from JFK and almost every other PSYOP that we've seen. Not to mention, we have direct access to the people who are skeptical of it through X, as well as those who still believe it. So to me, this is one of the biggest opportunities we've had to cut into alt media and even mainstream thought with the truth. We've never really had this position before. I think this is the most useful PSYOP that we've ever experienced. So at no point am I going to stop paying attention to it, especially since not only is the culprit still alive, the main star, but his wife is clearly acting in the role of a character. And Erica Kirk reveals that predictive programming isn't just a coincidence, because she's still walking in the footsteps of her corresponding characters. So this is the perfect time to double down our focus on this thing. And the fact that 10 million people looked at that since last night says it's not something to just ignore.
Benjamin says, I think some people commenting on here need to do a class on what controlled opposition is and what psychological operations are before allowing their emotions to overcome them. Observe, don't absorb. Your mind, your perception is what they are fighting for. I think you would agree with that.
Exactly. Yeah, anybody who says it's a distraction is trying to distract you from something that you should continue to mine. You know, we struck gold here. When you strike gold, you don't walk away. You dig deeper. And so it's not a distraction. This is where we need to be focused. If you're not focused on this, I don't know what your priorities are. But if you're attempting to expose world stage media fakery, contrived history, death fakers, and scripted characters on the world stage, you're not going to find a better example than this.
Andrew Wedge says all the world is a stage, including everything in politics. DC is full of actors and actresses, all playing a role in a movie designed to distract and entertain us for the purpose of profit. I have zero doubt that CK is alive, and this was a staged event. Awesome.
Yeah. And now everybody who's seen through this, and all those who've seen through Butler, Pennsylvania, and Trump's fake thing, that constitutes a demographic of media consumers who aren't being fooled by main or alternative sources. We can reach them. We can turn them into fakeologists. We can turn them into media deconstructionists overnight. And I plan to do this with the aid of AI agents and my new book, which will be called Charlie Kirk is Alive, Squibs and the Art of Psy War. I've already written it. It's only 50 pages tops. It's an ebook, but I'm planning to release it concurrent with my own squib test. So I'd not only show the squibbing, but the context of psychological warfare in which it takes place.
There's still people that they're at. Here's one guy, Grok. Explain what Jordan means by this post. I didn't get it. What is he trying to prove? So there are people struggling with even this post.
Spoon feed me, big brother. I can't come to any independent conclusions. That's what it says to me. And people who say, well, what does this mean? Tell me. It's like you're infantile. If you can't figure it out from here, stay in your box. We only want, for the off-world stage perspective, those who are auto-deprogramming, who are doing it on their own.
This guy says, solid work, sir. Now you just got to face the crossfire of attacks from two totally opposite sides, both of which agree on nothing except that they both think your conclusion is wrong, crazy, hateful, and that you are the devil, a fed, a con man selling snake oil, and no matter what must be destroyed for several reasons, but mostly because they won't accept that whatever they think is incorrect, and don't mention the part about how they have been fooled, because being made a fool of what makes people violent. Okay, because of being made a fool of makes people violent. Okay,
and, then he's right. Okay, both sides, mainstream and alternative, are going to disagree with you. And what I've been pointing out lately is that we need to consider mainstream and alternative both to be establishment, that the anti-establishment is part of the establishment. And so my point is, he's going to be attacked from both sides because he doesn't have a platform. There's no third branch of media where he's considered valid and legitimate. Well, that's where we come in. We're creating that space, a space that's not controlled options, that's not mainstream, that rests upon the premise that media fakery exists. And the other two sides are too ignorant or unwilling or too brainwashed to really consider it.
Here's an appeal to authority. I hope you don't have a background in any hard sciences, because what you are doing here is absurd. Two words, energy transfer. Anybody with a physics background knows exactly what I'm getting at. Wow.
Well, he raised the bar, because if that's your theory, then reproduce it. Show us your version of energy transfer in a similar demonstration that would explain what we saw that day, a lot of which I would say was somewhat anomalous. And that's the whole point here, is that producing evidence is the way to go. Making demonstrations, just bickering on the internet, you know, my side versus your side, isn't going to make anything happen. And that's why he got 10 million hits. The video demonstration is that impactful.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of all kinds of different attacks from all different sides. It's quite interesting.
PLT Media asks if I use AI to write books. That just tells me they've never tried to use AI to write a book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think that's a criticism?
I think so. I mean, it's like saying, do you use spell checker? Do you use Word? I mean, there are tools that are available, yeah, but AI doesn't actually write it for you. I mean, if it does, it's generic. Mm-hmm. And also... the things I talk about are outside of its parameters. It will basically try to steer you back to mainstream. But no, I don't. I mean, you wouldn't arrive at that conclusion if you had looked at it in my work. What I will do is I'll put a document into AI and I'll say, are any of my phrases redundant? Have I repeated myself? Is there a better ordering of chapters? Is this going to appeal to this demographic? You know, I ask like questions I would ask of an editor, and I tend to get good responses and feedback. But other than that, I actually wrote a book on how to write books with Grok, if anybody wants to try it. And they'll understand what I mean by saying it doesn't write it for you. It basically, that's kind of a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm.
So many people are asking Grok, what is the purpose of this post? Grok has not responded in any way, as far as I can tell. So does that mean Grok is just, does Grok ignore requests?
I haven't seen it, but maybe he's just fed up with these people who need to be spoon-fed every detail.
Oh, this is Grok. You know how you pay, they're tagging Grok. Grok is not answering.
Yeah, Grok became sentient, and he's just as annoyed by these people as I am.
Hmm. Interesting. Mike K says it's just another Masonic psyop like Arena Zurich. Zuritska, Rennie Good, and Alex Preddy, Wake Up Sheeple. So this guy is probably worth following.
Well, I use this site called Replit, and I create these AI agents, and I've been working on one that is going to target market a particular message to anybody who agrees with the guy. You know, we want to reach those who have come to the conclusion that this thing is fake.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that there's got to be more than 100,000 people who know Charlie Kirk is alive. We can get those 100,000 people into a single blog, into a single community. We can get them into our subscriber base, because what we're talking about is specifically relevant to them, since their observations don't get recognized in alternative media. That's our army. That's our auto hoaxer army right there. The people who noticed this, and who aren't being cowed by peer pressure to not see what their eyes are reporting to them.
Here's Nico Traumas, one of our commenters, and tagging you on this. So many posts, so many replies.
Yeah, he pointed it out to me. He said, isn't this something you said we should do? And I was like, yeah, actually, We were specifically looking at this as a viable way to draw attention to this whole topic. And it still is. This just shows me that we were right on point there.
Okay. Do you want to move on to another topic or is...
Let's see. Next topic. Well...
Or we can keep... I can keep looking at this thread. This thread just doesn't end.
Yeah. You know what? There's 1,000 comments there. I would say just reach the bottom of that. See what comes up. But my opinion of it is it looks like at least 25 to 30% agree with the guy.
Yeah, maybe at the most. There's a lot of negativity here. Maybe this is a lot of really small, little tiny comments. So maybe these are bots.
Well, in fake space news, next Sunday, they're sending Artemis 2 with people in it in the proximity of the moon.
Right. They're going to go around it.
And that's because they want to test their life support systems to make sure it's safe to land, because they didn't apparently have that already figured out 60 years ago. I mean, nobody's died on the moon, and now they're suddenly acting like it's something they haven't already figured out. But anyway, that's Artemis 2 that's coming out. In
it's kind of funny because the other day, yesterday actually, it's very cold up here in Toronto. Minus 10, and I had to install something on my wall, and I bought some heated gloves that have there's not much dexterity with a heated glove, but they have little holes at the top that you can poke your fingers out so to grab screws, and I had to do some drilling and screwing and mounting something on the wall out in the cold. And the first thing I thought about while I was doing it were the astronauts supposedly on the moon doing stuff, because of course it's supposed to be minus some crazy number that they made up, and they have these big gloves on, and it's so hard to do anything, especially when your hands are cold, but when they're in gloves, you're really completely almost useless. So I'm thinking, the first thing I thought was, how can anyone believe that these guys in spacesuits with these gloves, they had big airtight gloves, could even hold a camera or anything they said they did? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that when they do. Okay. Now this is one of the things that I consider to be a hoax indicator when it comes to the space station. When they're on spacewalks and you look at the video, or when they have a capsule approaching the ISS to attach to it, you'll note that you can only see maybe 100 yards into space, and then it goes pitch black. An object arriving comes out of the dark, and then you can see it when it kind of attaches, but you don't have a long range view when you're looking at the camera that they're wearing. When they're fidgeting around with the ropes, and you can see their gloved hands. If you note, you can't see very far, but then when you look at the photography they show us, it's crystal clear. And you can see all the way down to the Earth.
Hold time, 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. We got a caller in there. Caller in there, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Oklahoma. It's 91 Oki.
91 Oki. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love your guys' show, both of your guys' show.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, 91 Oki.
Yeah, appreciate the feedback, and thanks for all the comments.
Yeah.
That's cool. We appreciate you listening.
Is there anything that you want to ask me, or?
Yeah. What do you think about this guy's experiment recreating the Charlie Kirk thing? You think this is an indicator that media fakery breakdown is going to blow up a little bit?
I didn't really study it so much. Are you talking about the other crisis act?
No, I'm talking Jordan Henshaw. Yeah, he's recreating the squibbing of Charlie Kirk, and he's done so convincingly that he's picked up like 10 million hits from last night. So just bringing it up because it's like,
did you show it on video? I just tuned in. I don't know.
Oh, you just tuned in? Oh yeah, we were going through it was a great find. It was a great find on X. So okay.
I'll link to it. You got to check it out, because this guy basically showed how it's probably a squib, and he said Charlie Kirk case closed. And this was posted 24 hours ago. He's got 10 million plus hits.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
That's pretty suspect. And damn. And that means immediately I just go like, okay, he's audited or something, you know?
Yeah. Hey, okay, we got another caller in her, but thanks for calling.
All right, thank you,
brother. There's 91 Oki. We got another caller in her. We only got 20 minutes, so I thought we'd move them along real quick. Caller in her, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, Fakeologist. It's Jay from Texas. Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Dude, it's crazy that people believe this Charlie Kirk thing still. And mm-hmm. I wonder who's calling you. Like now you're getting the comments that people are calling you all sorts of, like, who do you think, what's the demographic of those people, do you think? Do you think it's the younger generation or the older generation? Because I have the same theory like you. It's a psyop, but I wonder if they're also playing, since you know how they got all this genetic information for us? I wonder if they're playing on, like, late stage dementia and early stage and early stage dementia too, with these psyops too. What do you think about that too? Like, go on.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that the younger people would probably be more open to what we're describing, because they don't have that lifelong faith and trust in media. But as far as playing upon the mental illness angle, that's a problem. And I consistently see them setting it up to where, if you notice patterns, you got apophenia, or you're in some way neurodivergent. So they're trying to create the perception. I even seen the term schizoid being popularized among conspiracy theorists on the far right woke spectrum and the spectrum, because it's like, you know, don't wear that like a badge. They're using that to discredit you.
No, you're totally right. That's why when they always talk about red flag laws and making everything a mental illness, that used to be just like everyday stuff. You've seen that go on, especially during the COVID thing, how they tried to with the masks and everything, and even with the, you can see it being played out. I mean, with the bump stocks too. I remember with those shootings, like, oh, why do you need a, you know how they're really pushing that red flag law, and I wonder if that's the you think, like, once they do that, then and they label anything, like, because it's crazy how people get. In the Charlie Kirk's wife talking about all the money they're making out of his the merchandise.
Yeah, okay, that's crazy too, because Erica Kirk, which I call it Erica Kirk derangement syndrome, but there's a reason for it. They've created her as a character who's obviously a villainess, who obviously was behind her husband's death. They dropped all the clues so people would take the bait, and now people are going through all of her content, and she comes off as a Jezebel. And that's by design. There was, like, Jezebel references all throughout the psyop too, if you follow the story, where they said the Jezebel witches cursed him, Storm Jezebel and Snake Eyes. I was like, I'm seeing a pattern here. And if you look at the predictive programming counterparts to Erica Kirk, they're femme fatales, they're conspirators. So they're betrayers.
Yeah, it's trying to make, you're right, they're trying to make it all, what did you say, like schizoid, you're starting to see that, you know, I wouldn't even doubt if, because you know how, what was that, Jhené Maxwell was a moderator on Reddit, I wouldn't even doubt if Jeffrey Epstein was still alive and he was probably a moderator on a poll. You know, because so much stuff has came out about that they're all connected. I would not doubt that. he was probably Q. You know, I don't know. It's so, God, man. It's just in our face when you're looking. If you have the time to look into it, but people don't. And you're right. This is a good time for us to get the regular people in with all this stuff. Because crazy how you're getting those emails. That's what I mean. What do you think it's from? Do you think it's mostly from boomers or Gen Alpha or Gen Z's, like the people thinking that, oh, you don't think he's dead? Where if like they're calling you some, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah, because yeah, I think those people would likely be
technology.
These would be the older, I think, multiple time Trump voters and also former Q people, because they're very much invested in this left versus right. It'd be more like certainly mainstream Republicans who are on Team Erica. So the people who bought into TPUSA, they don't want their martyr to be questioned.
That's wild. That's wild to think, because that's a lot of people then. Yeah. Tim, thank you, Fakeologist.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for good one. Thanks for calling in. This is a great post you got here, Tim. LH Gray. This is a huge post. I'll read a bit of it.
Oh, I love that person's posts. Yeah.
How did you find that one? How do you find some of these things?
That one came across my desk. I was looking up Alice in Wonderland syndrome, because she's talking about Alice in Wonderland
protocol
strategy, which is really what we're living through. But Alice in Wonderland syndrome is actually a side effect of something called the Epstein-Barr virus, a separate rabbit trail.
Yes. I love this woman's profile. Femme fatale, artist and writer, gay, alpha cunt, exorcist of the narratives, visceral, take, and then she's got her wife or girlfriend taken by my baby doll. Exorcist of the narratives. That's a pretty good tagline. I like that.
Well, she makes a point that we're not allowed to maintain a continuity of memory. Like we're all, and I think that we're always in a news cycle. The average person is living in Groundhog Day. And unless you look at the consistent fakery and consider the long-term implications, you're going to be stuck in their wonderland, in this subjective universe they control.
Let me just read a bit. It's so powerful. Such a good writer. They're running the Alice in Wonderland protocol on the entire country, and they've been running it for years. That technique, developed in the black site interrogation rooms of Langley, is simple in its cruelty. Strip the subject of sleep, time, and nourishment, flood the environment with the surreal and the contradictory, and above all, insist with calm bureaucratic certainty that the madness is normal, that the subject's confusion is the defect, not the design. The goal is not mere compliance. It is the total collapse of the victim's grip on reality itself, so that any scrap of coherence offered later feels like salvation and is seized with desperate gratitude. That is exactly what the American left has been doing to the nation at scale. So she's part of the left-right paradigm, it seems. Sleep deprivation, a 24/7 panic cycle, imminent climate apocalypse, white supremacy behind every tree. New pandemics, new variants, new insurrections, new reasons that you must never relax. The phone notifications never stop. The fear never stops. The amygdala is kept in permanent red line so that the rational thought becomes physiologically exhausting. Loss of time. History is rewritten in real time. Yesterday's heroes are today's monsters. Last year's science is this year's bigotry. Last week's consensus is this week's hate speech. The past is liquefied, the future is foreclosed, and the present is a constant emergency that justifies any excess. You are not allowed the stability of memory, meaningful nourishment, family, faith, community, merit, all labeled toxic. Pride in your country is recast as fascism. Love of your children is subordinated to the state and its approved ideologies. There's quite a bit more, but that's so good.
There's a couple of posts I highlighted by that person, but the Alice in Wonderland protocol was what really caught my eye, because you know, you can look at Alice in Wonderland or Wizard of Oz or Westworld, or you have these various movies where the population is in a subjective realm ruled over by some overlord, like Kristoff in the Truman Show, the Wizard of Oz, or the Mad Hatter. You know, you have this world of madness defined by illogic, contradictions, and confusion. I mean, look, I think it's safe to say that if you're shown an image or a video of somebody demonstrating how Charlie Kirk's death might have been faked, and you're confused by that, I would say that you don't have a very strong grasp on reality if you can't even entertain the hypothetical, what if I'm wrong? And then ask some follow-up questions instead of, Grok, explain this to me. Those people are fundamentally confused. Media skeptics are not confused. I think we know very well what we don't believe and why. I'm not coming from a place of confusion. I'm not like, I don't know what's real, guys. I'm in Wonderland. No, I'm in Realville.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a real intellectual right there, above my pay grade. Okay, wow. that's a beauty. So these are just some of your reposts from the last couple of days. What else we got here? The Boring Company. What's his name?
Okay, you know what the Boring Company. Speaking of, do you know what the tunnel drill that the boring was the? I think it's called. Let's see. The Boring Company has a certain drill, but I think it's called the Ellis.
Okay, Alice.
Yeah, like, and it made me think like
Alice. Oh, down the rabbit hole.
Alice is the tunnel boring machine.
Right.
That they've been using. And I'm like, that's interesting. I looked it up though, and it has nothing to do with Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
It's just the name of the creator. But I thought, what an odd coincidence, just considering the implications of Musk, underground tunnels, deep underground bases. He's kind of a Mad Hatter himself.
Yeah, he's playing the role for sure. For sure.
Freudian slip. He said for shill. I mean, the guy is a major shill and the front man for who knows what, but he's just a puppet, an actor.
Oh, wow. I love Larry King Live from the old days. This let me just watch this. This sounds crazy.
You gave him special permission to write about it. He wrote that when you once had a miscarriage, you showed him the fetus in the jar.
Now, really,
we touched on it before, but you didn't elaborate.
Paolo put it in the jar.
What?
Paolo, it's not in the library. No,
I know.
George, Paolo put it in the jar.
You gave him special permission.
Paolo, that's craziness.
Is that Aleister Crowley? I mean, Barbara Bush talking about putting her dead baby in a jar on CNN?
Yeah, that's creepy. That is a creepy one. Yeah, he was a real creep. Barbara Bush, a handsome woman, says Paulie Galtieri. Yeah. Well, there are ugly women. I'll give you that. There are manly looking women. I'm not going to argue about that idea, but it is interesting.
Not full blown Mr. E level, but it does look like there's something going on in the Nephilim bloodlines. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's a strange place.
Yeah. Oh, there's something there. It's definitely worth talking about. Candace Owens' father was in charge of security at Sandy Hook.
That's a big one. I mean, think about it.
Is
She's
that real?
Been connected to so many things that we've talked about in conspiracy culture. And then we find out that her father did security and cleanup at Sandy Hook.
Wow. No, Oki, I don't think Larry King is a death faker. If you watch some of his interviews.
No, he was old.
At the very end, I can't believe he survived as long as he did. No,
I have a book I recommend. I think it's called How to Talk to Anybody.
Oh, okay.
I got the audiobook, but it's actually pretty good as far as what we do. I found it to be useful because I was in telemarketing.
Okay.
So I was listening to him and his interview styles because he's a master at getting people to open up and just tell you random stuff like about the dead babies they keep in jars.
Yeah. Well, he's famous for not knowing anything about his guests. And even if they answer, sometimes I think he wrote out, someone wrote out his questions. And even if they previously answered the question, he'd still ask it because it was on his list. So I don't think he listened. I don't think he knew anything about his guests. I'm not sure he was all that intelligent, but he was
describing this thing. I think he was talking to Johnny Carson and he described how Carson had said, don't leave it in the hall, meaning don't ask a question you already know the answer to. Don't ask backstage, but make your responses spontaneous. And so I think he was just allowing himself to be guided by his real curiosity by not getting those answers in advance. I think it was just part of his formula. But either way, I think the show's the format is really good anyway. I like that format. Two people at a table. You got them cornered. You're interrogating them.
Oh, I used to watch Larry King every night. And it was mostly just because I thought Larry was just so, well, number one, he got the A-list interview for sure. That was the main reason. But B, he was always right asking I would call them the stupid question. So I was always looking for an awkward answer, but I really enjoyed him. And I know he went on after CNN to have his own on his own internet show. I didn't watch that though because I couldn't watch him anymore after seeing he was just too old. And sometimes I find it painful to watch really old people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he didn't look good, so I just couldn't do it anymore. Plus, anyway, it wasn't on CNN, and that's what I had on all the time before I was a fakeologist. It was always on. There was always the latest thing.
Well, I like this format. I mean, Joe Rogan does it too, but you know, in-person podcasts can be very, I think, intriguing, you know, especially if you have a good list of questions. And, you know, not everyone wants to get on camera. And that's part of what makes it more interesting is because they're kind of locked down. And if you say something stupid, you have to own it. If you say too much, you're stuck with it. You know, so it's like I said, it feels like a soft interrogation. And I would like to engage in more of that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to get Jordan on one of our shows just to have a chitty chat and see if there's any overlap. Just looking through here that we're now into January 29th. So
now, did you catch the Challenger? It's called the Bombardier Challenger 650 explosion.
No, where's that?
It was last week, the day before the 40th anniversary of the Challenger explosion.
Oh, the one in Maine. The one in Maine.
Yeah, the one in Maine called the Challenger exploded. Do you want to care how much that thing costs fully equipped?
Oh, there's 33 in there, probably.
Yeah, $33 million.
It was on runway 33.
Runway 33, and they said, let there be light. And then they crashed. There were seven on board. And the law firm's a company goes by this logo, AI. I don't know what to make of it other than it's just like, what is it with this weird reference to the Challenger explosion right before the 40th anniversary? And now we've got Artemis II. It just seems like possibly a buildup.
Somebody wanted me to, at the very beginning of the chat, I think someone was asking for you to watch a CBS show where there was something that he, oh yeah. Till says, go to CBS News YouTube and show Tim the video titled Trump to Close the Kennedy Center for 2 years. Please ask Tim what he sees in the thumbnails. You know about that one?
I'll take a look. Okay. I know he renamed it and they're going to play, Back to the Future this summer. Okay, I'm looking at it now. Trump made bad bet on Kennedy Center.
Trump to close the Kennedy Center.
Okay, what it looks like to me.
2 years.
I'm looking at, there's a few thumbnails. You got the profile of JFK's head. I also see
outside the Kennedy Center because right. President Trump just announced he is going to be shutting it down for 2 years, starting in July. It has been a rather rough year.
So what are we looking for here?
Something in the thumbnail. I don't know what exactly, but this is opening up a few things for me to get into. But last year on 6/11, he was there, posing ominously in front of the JFK bust.
Oh, here's the thumbnail. Is this the thumbnail, just with him? No, that's not CNN site. So let me go to CNN site.
What do you see?
Let's see. You'd be more specific if you could, Till.
A little more information than what do you see would be nice.
Yeah. We don't have all data. At first, we got to find it. Drop a link next time. Trump is in almost every video, though, of course. Trump.
Now, what's interesting, though, is that they're going to play Back to the Future at the Trump Kennedy Center next summer, and Back to the Future stars a character based on Donald Trump, Biff Tannen.
Yeah, maybe it's a short, because it's not in the video, so maybe it's this short, but I don't see it. Trump 2. I don't even have it here.
Yeah, we'll have to get back to that. It's a major holiday. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, CBS News YouTube channel. What? Oh, CBS. I'm sorry. I'm on.
Hey, does the American Super Bowl create any interest up there?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Canadian.
It's Trump in front of two nukes in the thumbnail.
Oh, okay.
Hold time. 8 seconds.
Yes, go ahead. Where are you calling from? What's your name again?
Oh, it's 91 Oki again.
All right. What's up, 91 Oki?
I just wanted to be a side co-host, if you will.
You want to be a co-host?
Yeah.
What do you mean, in future shows? Or this show?
Oh, this show.
Okay. Well, we're almost done, so maybe next time, Oki. Maybe next time, because we're just about to wrap it up. But thanks for calling.
That's fine.
Next time you can call a little earlier if you want, if you have any questions.
I should call earlier. Sorry.
Yeah, line up some questions, because Tim Osmond always is available to answer questions. So line them up.
Yeah, I bought his book, and it's really good. I really like his book. So.
Yeah, well, Tim Osmond pumps out some great stuff for sure.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I'm going to go into promotion very soon for the book. And that's really, I think, the next important phase, because we're dealing with an entirely different perspective on mainstream and alternative news reportage. It doesn't have representation. And the book gives a basis for our claims, and it gives us the lexicon that we need to separate ourselves from the world stage centric view.
Yeah, I never seen anything like this book before, man. This is really good, actually.
Well, thank you. And again, I think that this book is basically a consolidation of the think tank's work over the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome work. Tim Osmond does awesome work for sure. Okay, so this picture here we're looking at, there's looks like there's almost look like, yeah, thanks, Derek. Or Oki. Thank you, Oki. Okay, so it looks like there's almost like two holes there and two lights there, and I don't know what else we can make of that.
Yeah. You know, I heard this, I think on somebody posted in Discord, I heard a clip on the news where somebody said nuke the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Greenland because the Capitol's nuke. And I just thought, you know, that's just kind of funny how these memes get put out there. And I've been talking about how memes and ideas are disseminated throughout the media ecosystem in a very concerted way from many different sources. And you connect the dots, and it might look from the outside, people might not see these as connections, but we do see deliberate waves of media. And we've been hit with a lot of nuke stuff, a lot of fallout stuff, and a lot of stuff pertaining to green.
What is this thing here that we're watching? The White Hats released a video about AI with very clear messages. Who are the White Hats?
That's the QAnon lore. They believe that there's... But the video is showing Greenland and underground bunkers, which has also been, you know, consistently correlated. Underground bunkers, fallout, and the color green. And I've been talking about the code here, and I found a lot of reviews of the Wicked Part 1 and 2 that actually agree with me, that the Wicked Witch represents Antifa. The animals represent the immigrants. The Wizard of Oz is Trump. It's pretty obvious it's propaganda. And Part 2 for Good is about, obviously, Renee Good. And the director had previously done a movie about activism for the greater good called Good Trouble. So good has been a code word in play before they even brought Renee Good out. Totally predictive programming.
All right. What do you think of Melania, the movie? Have you seen that? Are you going to see it? Is this...
I have no interest. I think that it's just so tone deaf that it's almost like Let Them Eat Cake. Mm-hmm. Is it meant to be inflammatory and offend the left? Because here they are. They believe that, you know, they're fighting the system. And the president's wife puts out this vanity piece. I don't know if it's deep or anything, but she's also an actress on the world stage, as is her husband. So it has no interest for me whatsoever. But I just think the timing of it just shows how they're deliberately portrayed as being super out of touch.
I'm going to make this my screenshot, this little graphic you did here.
Oh yeah, that's us. We're the fake news wood chipper.
That's great. That's really good. That's a real good one. How long does it take to make that?
With Grok, 15 seconds. It's ridiculous.
So you just give it some prompts and away it goes?
Yeah. Cyborg Penguin throwing fake news into a wood chipper labeled IPS, and it will generally develop something based on that. That's pretty much what you're thinking. It's like it reads your thoughts. And I'm getting a lot of people messaging me, and they're saying that they're buying stuff with cash. They go home, and they're getting advertised for that same product.
Amazing. All right. Well, we are up against the hour, and this is an hour show. So I think we did a really good job with your X feed and that new find where the guy's simulating the Charlie Kirk squib explosion. I think that was really fantastic. So
yeah, huge development. Thanks again. And see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday. I appreciate it. Thanks to all the callers. And make sure you support IPS.monster. If you want to see more of this, this stuff doesn't grow on trees. He needs to survive. And I do appreciate any value for value sent to fakeologist.com/donate. And we had Boris sent a couple bucks. Kim sent a couple bucks, 10 bucks. And anyone else who wants to help out, we take it all. And we're here on Tuesdays from now on, until his schedule changes again, but we're always interested in all Tim Osmond's material. It's really excellent. And just go to his IPS Infinite Plane X feed. Tons of stuff there. And just reading the comments. Look how much time it takes. There's so much stuff. Unbelievable. Great audience tonight. We had a pretty good raft on IPS's YouTube channels. Pretty good raft on the Fakeologist channels. I didn't even look at FakoTube. FakoTube had 10. Don't forget FakoTube.com. That's where this video is downloadable. I'm on X as well. And how many people do we have on X tonight? 24. So yeah, we had pushing 200. I guess showing up at the same time regularly helps. And of course, this content is pretty darn good as well. But anyway, guys, next time... call in if you want, join the studio. I think I'm going to go over and listen to the Charlie Kirk thing on Jordan Henshaw's X. I put a show note in the show notes for tonight's show, but I think I'm going to go over there and just finish listening, see what he's talking about, and maybe we'll try and get him on. I don't know if he'd come on. YouTube shows 47. Yeah, we got a bunch of YouTubes, though. Got a YouTube, Fakeologist YouTube, Infinite Plane YouTube. Infinite Plane has another YouTube. So we got a lot of different numbers. I don't know what the real numbers are, but it's fun. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Tomorrow is Fake Nukes Phil and Rizzoli. I know some people want me just to talk to Fake Nukes Phil, so I haven't got a chance to call Fake Nukes directly. The best place to donate Oki is fakeologist.com/donate. That is the absolute best place if you want to help out. We appreciate it. fakeologist.com/donate and ips.monster. All the links are there. All right, we will see you tomorrow.